This week's basketful suggestions and free tool were compiled by a friend, Heather, who lost her adult daughter some years ago in an accident involving a drunk driver. Her suggestions come from personal experience as well as gleaned from books and other resources. Heather remembers the helplessness that comes from not knowing how to handle someone's pain and therefore the temptation to avoid the situation altogether. But all people will suffer loss at some point in their lives. Consequently, as human beings and certainly the church, we should willingly force ourselves to grow in our understanding of how to be there for people who go through grief and loss. Heather writes, losing a child is truly a parent's worst nightmare. Death loss, especially of the sudden kind, is a journey that ebbs and flows. And yet scientific studies continue to show that a network of support is the number one factor to help people pull through difficult circumstances. One recommendation from our family's experience is to move out of your comfort zone. Sensitively reach out, help, make a call, send a message. Likewise, don't be afraid to talk about the situation or mention the deceased person's name or tell a memory or a story because it feels awkward or you're afraid it will remind them of their loss or pain or circumstance. Trust me, your words won't remind us since we never forget. And besides, we likely won't mind talking about our loved one or situation. There is nothing more powerful than being Christ's hands and feet for people in their darkest hour. And although each situation is unique, here are some general guidelines when visiting or caring for a family in the early stages of grief or loss. Do not underestimate the ministry of presence or just being there without the need to speak. Silence is golden. Allow the person or family to talk and express emotion, if desired, but resist asking too many questions and keep things stated in confidentiality. Meals are generally appreciated, especially when delivered in disposable containers that do not need returned. Be sure to ask if there are dietary needs in the family. Perhaps volunteer to set up a meal train for others to sign up and bring a meal at regular intervals. There are websites and apps available to help you do this. Offer to help with grocery shopping or to run an errand. Offer to care for children or pets. Assist with death chores after loss. Example, funeral arrangements, closing accounts, sorting belongings. Help and empower, but don't take over. Remember the awful firsts. First holidays, birthdays, special occasions, and the 1 year anniversary of the loss. The first year is tough. Finally, mark the loss on your calendar and remember it annually. Even just the thinking of your message will go a long way. If you work or are unsure of the person family's needs, consider dropping off a variety of gift cards, vouchers, certificates to use anytime. Grocery stores, coffee donut shops, restaurants, spa treatments. Some retailers also have electronic options which can be sent via text message or email. This is also a simple yet special way to say, I'm thinking about you. Another idea is to donate to a charity or cause in remembrance of the deceased person. This could be done in lieu of flowers or any time thereafter. There is no end to the possibilities, so be creative with options that would honor the deceased and be meaningful to the people going through the grief. Also, another writing, a note that includes your own personal memory or appreciation of the deceased person. If you did not know the person well, invite the family to tell you a little more about their loved one. Heather writes, one of the most meaningful things someone who didn't know our daughter said to me was, tell me about your daughter. It was life-giving in that moment to have a platform to talk about our goal. Was the deceased person known for something unusual? Did they have a hobby, favorite pastime, enjoy a particular flower or plant, color, coffee, song, movie, photo, holiday destination? Make a gift basket filled with the person's favorites as a creative way to show you remember them and care. If you have the ability to provide a break or retreat for a grieving person or family, this is a wonderful idea to give them more privacy to process and grieve. And finally, prayer is like Aaron and Hur who stood on either side of Moses holding up his arms during a battle. We cannot pull through the pain and darkness of loss without God, let alone each other. Consider creating a gift basket or jar with special verses or a month's worth of daily prayers for the family. Although prayer is valuable and appreciated, remember to avoid using spiritual clichés like all things work together for good. Rather, a simple phone message or handwritten card with "I'm praying for you today" or "How can I pray for you specifically?" will be so much appreciated.